Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss, a math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Good morning, Kyle.
Happy New Year,
Happy New Year to you and all of our listeners.
That's right. 2007 going well for you so far?
Well, so far.
Okay, well, how mathematically will we begin the new year?
Well, I'm going to ask a puzzle that I don't know the answer to, and it's been bugging me for a couple of years. We actually taped this problem 2 years ago, and I said—
For future use,
and I said, okay, well, we'll just save it till I figure out the answer. I never did.
So now are you soliciting—
You bet.
Aid?
Okay. And it's not really a math problem. It's some sort of, you know, thinking outside the box problem.
Okay.
And so.
Now, I have to admit, I do not remember as we start this conversation, I remember us doing a puzzle and you saying you didn't have the answer, but I, at this point, do not remember.
You'll remember it. Okay. You, I guess the listener, are locked in a 50 by 50 by 50 foot room, which sits on 100 foot stilts. Mm-hmm. Sounds kind of like hell.
Yeah.
There is an open window at the corner of the room near the floor with a strong hook cemented into the floor by the window. Now, that means that if you had a 100-foot rope, you could tie it one end of the hook and shimmy down the rope to freedom, right?
Sure.
There's no other way out. And you can't sort of shimmy down the stilts or anything like that. Now, there are two 50-foot lengths of rope cemented to the center of the room, the ceiling in the center of the room, and about 1 foot apart. Now, you can climb ropes, you're good at tying knots, you have a sharp knife, no other tools, and, you know, the puzzle specifies you don't even have clothes. So, in other words, you can't, like, take off your clothes and make
nothing
a new rope.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
So, you got a knife, you can tie knots, you can shimmy ropes, and the rope is strong enough to hold your weight, but not if it's cut lengthwise. So, you can't take the rope and split it into two pieces lengthwise. And you can survive a fall of no more than 10 feet. How do you get out alive?
And you're how high off the ground?
So you're 100 feet off the ground, 50 by 50 by 50-foot box.
Mm-hmm.
There's two 50-foot ropes and cemented to the center of the ceiling.
So you're going to have to, if you're going to use them, you're going to have to cut them off at some point.
Yeah, but then if you cut them off, you're going to fall, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because there's no other way up there.
Right. So you need to get both of the ropes down, presumably. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe
I'm not sure
what the trick is.
There is an answer to this?
Yes, I do know there's an answer to this.
All right.
I do strongly suspect that there's an answer to this because it's in a puzzle book. Actually, a fantastic book. Can I just pitch
it? Sure.
It's called The Art and Craft of Problem Solving by Paul Zeitz. It's more of a technical book, but it's a really fantastic book.
Most puzzle books I've ever seen, you can flip to the back and there's the answer.
Yeah. Well, this one is more training people to solve mathematical puzzles.
So there's no answer in this book?
No.
Oh, my.
There is a teacher's manual, teacher's solution manual, but I haven't ordered it.
Okay. So you honestly don't know the answer to this?
Yeah. And it's been bugging me.
Okay. So.
Let us know, people.
And gosh, we've got to give someone, you know. Hopefully someone will solve this by thinking about it as opposed to, oh, I've heard that before.
Right.
Okay. Where can people send these solutions?
To mathfactor@uark.edu, and Happy New Year. We'll send you some terrific math fun just for saying hello even, and hope to hear from you.
And we should say we are not endorsing you trying this out in the physical world. We are not responsible for any accidents.
First of all, you need to have a 50 by 50 foot box on a 100 foot stilts.
You know. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Huh?
Okay, great.
Chaim Goodman-Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday Ozarks at Large.